This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Hour Number 3 with Tim Alexander. Coming up tomorrow, we have Bill Salas on the Now Prophecies. Tim, we have today another Super Tuesday. It's not as big as the last one. Next week is really big. We have the take-all state of Florida. We have Michigan. Some of the latest polls are showing that little Marco, I gotta call the idiot, and,
he's just a gay blade. He's doing the best he can.
And then we have Ted Cruz, who's totally corrupt, trying to pretend he's not part of the establishment when his wife's on leave from Goldman Sachs and is a CFR member, and he doesn't talk about the fact he had a $1.2 million loan from Goldman Sachs that he just forgot about declaring.
And he's not qualified to be president under the U.S. Constitution, no minor detail.
Yeah, exactly. What I want you to kind of talk about is the fact that we really have only one party in the United States. It's called the Establishment Party. Hillary's in the Democratic side, and Ted Cruz and many others, including Marco, little Marco, who's a substitute for Jeb Bush, is in the Republican side of the establishment. They're trying to throw hundreds of millions of dollars to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, the party itself is spending over, I think it's $105 million, essentially in anti-Trump efforts. And that has never happened before. I mean, here you have a guy who is clearly the leading candidate for president in their party and leads everybody in the race to be elected president in November, and his own party is trying to destroy him. Why? Well, he won't take their money. You see, you follow the money, and you always figure out, it's a really good roadmap to figuring out what's going on. The global banking cartel, Khazarian Mafia, they own America, at least in their view, they own America. They certainly own our politicians, they own our mainstream news media, judges, financial system, Wall Street, etc. And they just think it's absolutely outrageous that you have this multi-billionaire who will not play along. He cares about the country. Maybe he's a little arrogant, maybe he's a little outrageous and so forth, but he won't take their money. He won't take their money, and that's driving them nuts. He won't be their puppet, and that scares the living crap out of them.
Well, we know that the leading news story on Drudge right now is tech execs, GOP brass, secret dump Trump meeting. I mean, this is disgusting. And on Fox News, I watched Brett Baer. They were interviewing Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And believe it or not, the Republican Party is so corrupt and so evil, they're purposely setting it up for the Republicans to actually vote for Hillary over Trump if Trump gets the nomination and becomes the candidate for president.
But, you know, on the Democratic side, Jimmy Carter, who I have a lot more respect now that he's out of office than when he was in office, and I've talked to him several times, but Jimmy Carter said that Donald has a much better chance of being president than Cruz or any of them. He's not going to support the Republican candidate, but you can tell, you know, where his true feelings lie. By the way, on my artwork on my blog, Europe Today, I have an interesting bit of artwork. Fox News, rich Jewish people telling middle-class Christians to blame Muslims. America, the American middle class is somewhere between dead and dying. And we are frustrated. We're just frustrated to be hell. And right. Even a lot of very wealthy people, you know, the lower upper class, the middle upper class, and even some of the extreme upper class, they don't want to see America go down the toilet. This is our country. We were born here. Yeah, we love America.
Tim, one of the problems that we talked about this in the last hour is that the problem is not just electing a good candidate, and he'll bring a team with him. But we are the fourth branch of government. We had the three segments with Dr. Fred Graves and How to Win in Court. And I've taken the course, and I'm retaking it again now to update my skills on medical legal issues. The fact is, if we were to file lawsuits, say, against the governor and the state of Michigan regarding Flint, Michigan's pollution, water pollution, which, again, they need to be sued, if we were to file against schools that don't have operating, you know, water fountains and not proper teaching, if we were to file against the teachers union which support Hillary Clinton, if we were to file against these individuals that are violating national security or telling, say, the border guards, don't do your job or get another job, this is what Obama has basically done to our border guards, which is why the border is wide open, these changes are occurring because we are inactive. A lot of people think that
it is possible, by the way, to criminally prosecute individuals to criminally prosecute.
Tim, let me finish. The primary thing, and I'll be finished in a second, is we need to realize if we don't take action, we can't just in an election year think, well, we're just going to put all our chips on Ted Cruz or Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. We have to realize the only one in these candidates that actually, number one, has the brains to fix the problem as well as identify it is Trump. Bernie has a heart, but he's like the straw man in The Wizard of Oz. He doesn't have the brains to figure out how to actually have an economy to pay for all the things he wants.
Socialism is a failed policy. I mean, if you don't know that, you don't know history 101.
Right. Right. And so when we see things like, for example, even talking about hydrofracking we did in the last hour, hydrofracking can be used with no chemicals. But guess what? The industry wants to use chemicals. They're collaborating with eugenicide and destroying the water table. And the fact is, when Hillary was hit by this with Bernie Sanders and the audience asked her the question, she's not going to interfere with the governors that are Democrat because they're doing hydrofracking because it's their oil industry. And they're destroying the water table and going to destroy the biology of the people and the plants and animals in their state.
Yeah, you know, both her and Bernie, I think it was yesterday, came out with very strong pro-abortion statements.
You see, the fact is, and I'm going to say this for all those people out there that think abortion is good. Let's put it this way. If I lost my mind and I have skill sets and I say, okay, you're planning on aborting, how about this? We'll do a non-toxic abortion, low-flow suction, and we'll take out the fetus and I'm going to grow it in a uterus, in an artificial uterus in a lab, but I'm going to horizontally insert DNA from animals and create a super soldier. And by the way, it's not your child anymore, it's mine. Because you said it's a dead piece of flesh. What is she going to do about it? We can now, by the way, take skin cells and turn them into ova and sperm, so we can actually take a punch biopsy of your hand, which takes 20 seconds, put one stitch across it, and then take that and grow hundreds of fetuses if you want, just from that one punch biopsy. We can create egg and sperm, by the way. Do you know that? What are they going to do about that?
Playing if God is a very dangerous thing, because just like that Wizard of Oz character, we don't have the brain power.
Well, the problem is, you see, opening up the abortion issue opens up the bottomless pit of genetic pollution. It means trans species, and they've talked about this, and I saw hints of it in this very, very well-done kiddies movie called Zootopia, where you see these humanized animals. Now, they've actually hinted at this, talking about the CRISPR protocol and genetic engineering, that we can humanize cats, dogs, and so on, so they won't be just like a dog. They'll be like a dog-human hybrid. Or a cat hybrid, too.
What kind of crazy SOB would want to do something like that?
There are some very rich and powerful people. I saw a video last week about a South Korean scientist. If you pay $100,000, they'll clone your dog, and they actually insert a gene so their nails are fluorescent to tell you that's the clone of your old doggy. And they'll do it right now. I mean, people say, you know, there's a company here in California called Repet that does the same thing. Repet. You just take the bone marrow. If you don't want the dog right away, you want it in 5 years or 10 years, no problem. They'll make any number of clones.
But that's not that's not the same animal. That's a type of a twin.
By the way,
there are problems with that.
No, there actually aren't. And let me explain the reason why I say this is a problem people don't understand. I was recruited back in 1977 because I have skill sets. I was working on nonlinear software for actually looking at neural networks. On my own, by the way. To work at UCLA. And they wanted me to work on a project in the World MS Tissue Repository with Dr. Tortolot. But they also wanted me to work on the Super Soldier program. Eventually, they'll hack into people's consciousness, and they'll actually download a copy of all your memories and put it into a new clone, believe it or not.
But where?
Won't be you. It'll just be
your soul.
Perfect copy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Even you can't do it. I don't believe the word can.
That would put all the universities out of business, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Well, what people need to understand, when you open the floodgate of abortion, you don't just have, the University of Palma in Italy, back in the early 70s, and the University, George Washington University in the United States, were doing work on artificial uteri to grow fetuses. And they were actually able to grow the blastula phase of embryos right through to their 20th week, which, by the way, is a, you know, the week where you're supposed to cut off. So they would actually kill the fetus growing there. You could grow it in an animal fetus, in an animal uterus. You don't have to grow it in a human. You can do all kinds of things. You can horizontally insert DNA. The HAC gene, human artificial chromosome, chromosome 47, can actually act as a cassette to insert genes from different phyla species and genera. People say, you can't do that. I say, well, somebody like me with my skill sets, if I became evil, which I'm not, I know how to do these things. I know how to actually set up the framework to actually analyze and figure out the step-by-step pieces.
Yeah, but you're not the only person who can do that, and many people that can do that.
Right, and there's a lot of people who can do it aren't social psychopaths, okay? They're really smart. People don't know that what we've been doing underground in special research facilities and doing splicing of human and animal DNA and doing other things like the Super Soldier Program is far more advanced than people realize. And these maniac abortionists, for example, don't realize 93% of the abortions in the world are female. They're not Down syndrome. They don't have Fragile X syndrome or some gene defect. No. They don't have Zika virus where the ultrasound shows they have no cortex or they've got anxiety.
Because
no.
In China, the tradition is that the males, particularly the eldest male, takes care of the parents.
That's true.
Not
that's true.
The female. Wait, and so therefore, they want to eliminate the females because they have a one-child rule. Now, the problem with that is you end up, nature is a pretty good balancing system. You have slightly more females than males because, or slightly more males than females because the males get killed off in wars and they struggle. But then all of a sudden when you artificially change everything, you end up with two or three or more times the number of young males of young females. And that presents one heck of a problem to any society.
Tim, what they've done now in China is they have an excess of about 125 million excess males.
Yeah.
Now, Mao Zedong in the late 1940s said he could raise an army of 100 million, which is a number that they talk about, which is a number from the Book of Revelation. He actually quoted Revelation in his Red Book. Now, people need to know it's not just a China problem. It's a problem in India. If you fly up to Vancouver, Canada, which is a very huge city, I mean, it's five times the size of San Francisco, half of the population are from China, and they're not poor Chinese, they're rich. I mean, it's one of the richest cities on the planet, okay?
Yeah, but they have a real problem with Chinese mafia, too.
Well, I know, because I worked in the Vancouver General Emergency, and the triads came in when I was sticking in a hemopneumothorax chest tube in a guy, and they told us to clear the emergency room, because with their Uzi machine guns and the three-piece suits, these very trim Chinese triads, and they were wearing black sunglasses, like, you know, MIB, Men in Black, and they said, clear it out, or you die too, Daka. You know, and they were very, very businesslike about it, and they were there, and he already had a couple bullet holes in him, and I'm draining out the blood and trying to save him so we can go up to the operating room, and you hear blah, 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 and you see pieces of tile and blood, and it was just a mess, okay? So people need to realize it's an issue. Now, that's not the problem. In Vancouver, the Sikh community and the Indian community, they do the same thing as the Chinese. You can go down the street from an abortuary in Vancouver, because they have a lot of abortions in Canada, and you can go, and an Indian technician will do an ultrasound and tell you, you have a 93% chance of having boy. So they're real happy. You don't see a handle, boom, you're going to get an abortion. Now, that may go down to their own doctor, because in Canada, abortion is a big industry. So Canada's not growing unless they immigrate people, which is why, you know, Justin Trudeau is pushing like crazy for all these new immigrants from Syria, which aren't properly vetted. And most of them aren't Christian, by the way. Here in America, the Obama administration is persecuting Iraqi
Christians. Yeah, Justin is not the guy that I thought he was, unfortunately. But go ahead.
He's a corrupt idiot, okay? And the problem is he's another globalist, just like his father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau. And I know about a lot of the inner workings of the government because my great uncle was the
deputy prime minister.
He was a long time deputy prime minister under Pierre Elliott Trudeau, so I know the deputy prime minister was my great uncle, my grandmother's brother, okay? So this is not like really distant. What I want people to understand is you're not going to have solutions followed unless you have the fourth branch of government, which is us. So Trump may be great, and all these attacks against him shows that the globalists know that he's taken away the meat. They're swimming in this sea of money.
He's a significant threat. Well, you know what, though? What we've been talking about is a very ungodly environment. People playing God, people killing infants, all of this is very ungodly, anti-God. It's demonic in its nature.
Right. Well, right now in 2016, we're watching Zootopia. At some point, some scientist somewhere is going to come up ethically and say, would you like us to splice some human DNA? For example, Richard Seed, a seed corporation in Chicago, has actually designing pigs to be the vessel for multi-system organ transplantation by splicing in genes into a pig embryo, implanting it in a mother, so that 85% plus of the DNA of the pig is actually human. So when the pig gets big enough to transplant the heart, lungs, liver, et cetera, they can do a multi-system organ transplant, and there's no histocompatibility.
Yeah, I hope they manage to filter out any possible trans-species problem with viruses, bacteria, and so forth.
The main one is what's called the main virus is a virus called PEA, which is a pig virus, which is actually worse than AIDS by a large margin. And this virus, if it does happen to be in there, and of course it's easy to test for the DNA of the virus. The problem is that this will fill the gap in terms of organs. But on the other hand, you're creating transhuman hybrids that are created for organ transplantation. It's a very easy step to say, you know, I would like to have a Burmese hunting cat with an IQ of 140 with human-like characteristics.
It would probably eat you, by the way, but go ahead.
And people say, really? You want to do that? And the thing is, you know, the people don't understand that the fact that we could do this is something we shouldn't do. This is the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit isn't, what to talk about. And I saw an angel of the abyss. His name was otherwise called Abaddon or Apollyon. And he opened the bottomless pit, and out of it came a host of locusts. Well, guess what? The bottomless pit is the genetics. You open the bottomless pit, and you're basically now doing something that the book of Jasher, which the brother of James of Jesus said, was the reason why the flood was sent, is because it says in Daniel chapter 2, that they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about money systems or finances. We're talking about the genetic seed. And what's happening is that so shall it be during the times of Noah as it is in the time of the end. We're there. We're there. And people say, well, you can't do that, Dr. Deagle. I can give you a damned equipment list. I can tell you how to splice the DNA. I can tell you how we use it with things like, you know, it's called jumping genes and the riddle gene. And
when you use the intelligence that God gave you for ungodly purposes, you're following Satan
and you will reap
the whirlwind.
I wrote an article on the transposon jumping genes, the riddle genes, and how we already have the tools and technology to create what we call the genetic Armageddon. And people don't understand. They think, well, I think Dr. Deagle's arrogant. No, how about you're a knucklehead and you won't listen? You better damn well listen.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. Tim, I think a lot of people get focused on the election game and the fact is when we elect a president, the president has specific powers to deal with international war, making war, like declaration of war, international exposure. But in fact, he's in a bully pulpit. He's almost like, if you want to call it, the pastor of the country. It takes legal action for us. The fourth branch of government is us. That's why I mentioned about the How to Win in Court course. And how, like this lady up in Detroit, who says my daughter's school doesn't have operating water fountains and doesn't have proper trained teachers, and she actually attacked the fact that two of the major teacher unions were supporting Hillary Clinton, but Hillary Clinton didn't answer the question correctly when she said, "Well, are you going to get rid of these untrained teachers doing inappropriate activity with children?" But the unions protect them. We see the same thing with the state medical board. They'll protect somebody that's well-connected to the medical board, even if they're harming or killing patients, and they'll go after people that are whistleblowers or people that are actually doing innovative care.
Well, I've seen that myself. I won't name any names, but a certain brain surgeon he operated on my mother-in-law. He actually saved her life by the operation, but then because he didn't want to take the time to go into the room, he just rolled his hands and said, "Well, she's brain dead." And yeah. Even I mean, my medical training is limited to having, you know, EMT, right. When I was volunteer fireman. I said, "Well, she's speaking. She's breathing on her own. She's not brain dead." And I talked to you about it, and you told me what to do, and that really saved her life. And she's still alive years later. But a physician friend of mine in town who knew the guy, he laughed. He said, "It's unbelievable that they hadn't gotten rid of him." And this stuff happens all the time. The guy was just committing murder, in effect.
Yeah, you got to understand, he had POB.
Well, he made the hospital's money, let's put it that way.
Or PTB, I call it. He had PTB. He had the powers that be. The powers that be are, whether it's the law society, the state medical board, the connections with corporations. Just look at Mount Satan, Monsanto. They passed a can't prosecute Mount Satan over things like Corexit.
How the heck can they do that, you know?
Well, the first thing is you can penetrate
in
through
the face
that.
Of everything that
I'm
is
a medical legal expert,
and
I've taken the jurisdictionary course. You can penetrate through that because they'll pass a law, but the law can't violate the rules of evidence or the rules of procedure or evidence. So you can actually penetrate through that and destroy it. So they can pass what they call a law, but if the law violates common sense, decency, or natural law, it can be stripped away.
Yeah.
People then say, well, you can't sue them, so I won't sue them. No, that's not true at all. For example, people need to start suing the 2.73 million or trillion gallons of glyphosate that's sprayed in our crops and our tampons and our cotton every year in America. They need to understand, why are they allowing hydrocarbons?
China, which is one of the most polluted countries on Earth, will not buy our grain anymore because it's so damn dangerous because of Roundup and stuff like that in it. China won't even take our grain.
I got a picture on a website, and I won't mention the website, but I got a picture on a website I think is really telling. And it says, has a quote from Ezekiel, and it has a picture of Trump, and it says, "Make America Great Again." And it's a quote from Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. In quotes from the Bible, "I sought for a man among them who would build a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that it should not be destroyed." Wow. Powerful words.
Hey, Bob, while we're back on the subject of Trump, I want to cover this. I have said since we first started using computers, and a fellow I know wrote an article. He won a Pulitzer Prize on the subject. But before he even wrote his article, I was there, and I said, "This is not a legitimate voting system. This is fraud." Now, Trump put on a respectable but less spectacular performance in the state of Louisiana and Kentucky, and he failed in Kansas. His victories were narrower than polling had indicated. Why? Well, when they steal an election, or at least play with the election, they can get by with a certain percentage, but they can't go too far because then it's obvious, and that blows it, okay? So, they couldn't, in Louisiana and Kentucky, not give him the election, but they reduced his percentage, okay? And maybe he was close, Cruz was close enough in Kansas, they could steal it there.
Right.
If you can get into that source code on the computer, then you can control the outcome. And there were ways in the old voting machines. There was a way where you could put a pin in a certain place in the voting machine. Early in the day, you put somebody in there in that particular precinct, and you put a pin in it, and then somebody else came in later in the day, and that eliminated all the votes for that particular candidate. Politics has always been crooked. My late wife, her grandfather, and they were a good family, but he was a Republican precinct committeeman. One of his sons was the elected sheriff in the county, and my father-in-law had ran for state representative. And every election, the barn was full of cases of half pints of whiskey. Why? Well, there was a certain class of people that they would give either $2 or a half pint of whiskey to for their vote. And both sides did it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that was common. But now you see it's high tech. And, they can do it really big time. And this is something that the American public needs to be aware of, and you just can't tolerate this stuff because you think you're voting for somebody, and it's all a scam. And, you know, look, here's what they're going to do to Trump. They there's a war against him. And they're multiple people in the last 3 or 4 days are comparing him to Hitler. What a load of, you know what.
What ridiculousness.
But, yes, but you see, they're hammering him.
Actually,
I don't think it's
going
to work. Because
what
I think enough people have woken up to say, hold it. Everything that I want for me and my children and grandchildren is going down the tubes, and I'm sick of the Democrats, I'm sick of the Republicans, I'm sick of all this political BS, sick of the news media, and they're not buying it anymore. That dog won't hunt.
Right.
But, you know, they'll still steal the vote if they can, and if they can't do that, if they can't stop him, I'm afraid they're going to kill him. And people need to be aware. It's not going to be some clown from ISIS that did the shooting.
He wears a level 3 body armor, and he carries a concealed carry weapon, and he has his own private
security. Yeah, they'll do a headshot. You know, you can get through level 3 body armor.
Here's my recommendations for him.
This AK-74 round, which is a 5.45 round, will penetrate it.
Right. What he needs to have is what's called a Kevlar bioshield that's always around him whenever he's speaking publicly.
Magic bubble? I mean, the trouble is that when you're running for that office, you travel all over. Heck, they can shoot his plane down and say, oh, it was an accident.
He's in a kind of plane that actually he should have one that has we call backup safety procedures so that, because apparently in one of the places recently he went, they had to do an emergency landing just, I think, about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, right. So, you know, he needs to be extra careful because, to be honest with you, what he's doing is probably a lot more dangerous than he realizes.
Actually, I imagine the man is very intelligent. I imagine he realizes, look, he's 70 years old. He's thought about running for president for a couple of decades. I think he thinks this is his contribution to his country. And he knows that the danger is in.
Speech.
But damn it, he's willing to try.
And that's what you hear with David John Oates on Reverse Speech. This man is telling the truth. He has a heart. He's trying to work out the policies. He's his first time at it. If he flubs a little bit, guess what? He's a human. He's going to work it out so it's reasonable.
Well, at least he's not falling paid for like everybody else.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More measured in my, I'm toning it down because I've had a few rants lately, but you know what? I have to stay calm. And the reason why? I think Trump is going to overcome this.
I think
here's what's happening. Both the Republican and the Democratic Party are creating harikari, which is a Japanese thing where they stick the sword in, cut their bowels, and lean over and say hello and faceplant, okay?
Both parties I can supply the sword or sharpen it for them if they want.
But here's the point. The point is, that people aren't going to take it. They're not going to take this year is the death of Big Pharma that's basically said, Uncle, we don't have drugs for major pathogens. This is the emergence of genetic plagues like Zika virus, which they try to hide that the Gates Foundation isn't trying to reduce the population. This is the time when the globalist financial system, derivatives market, and so on, and even Trump is now saying, well, we need to audit the Fed. Well, that's the first step toward what the Libertarian Party wants, which is to get rid of the Fed Reserve and write off this debt. We have a system where basically they've strip-searched America and exported like 50,000-plus companies in the last 20 years. And we wonder why we have high taxes here. In fact, I'll give you an example, and I compare it to Canada. Do you know what the tax rate is in Canada for the average person in the middle class and business, small business? 15%, not 40%. 15. Again, you know, I hear crazy
15,
comments.
15, really? That low?
15. Yeah, that's what it is, okay? If you want to put a car company, you want to move to Mexico or you want to move to Southern Ontario. If you want to know where Detroit is, you have to go to Southern Ontario. And you drive along the 401, you say, wow. I mean, we wonder where American business is. Just look at Canada. And people say,
well,
you know,
a good friend of mine says that one of the key things is we have a 35% corporate tax rate.
Well,
and that's a killer for American industrial might.
Well, look at the cost of occupational health. The average vehicle in America, just talking about OCMED, occupational health, is $7,000 to $10,000 more to build a car in Detroit or Ohio than it is to build it in Ontario, Canada. Now, it's even cheaper in Mexico because you've got, you know, a workforce that'll work for a lot less. The cost of living is a lot less. So guess what? Our main sucking sound is not going to China or Malaysia. It's going to Mexico. Everybody and their dog.
A good friend of mine, in fact, he's been on your show, Jeff DeVlay. He and his wife live in Corpus Christi. And most of the time for either medical or dental, they go across the border. He has a doctor over there who did his undergraduate work in the United States and got his degree in Mexico. He's an excellent doctor from everything Jeff told me. But it's a tiny fraction. His wife had to have a CAT scan, and they charged her about $20. I had the same thing, same equipment, same film. Charged me $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, slight difference, just a couple zeros.
Well,
but,
I give an example. I do consultation, and I have to be a traffic cop. We call a wellness consultant. So I'm going to have a lady that got cancer that she contacted me yesterday. So I'll put her on all our anti-cancer nutraceuticals. And by the way, if you don't take my anti-cancer nutraceuticals, you're wasting your time if you're going to fight cancer. You need to be on malignant arrest, malignant block, et cetera, et cetera. But she wants to go to a clinic to have alternative care. There's two clinics in America, and they've gone through unbelievable persecution. One tries to stay below the radar in California. The other one, Dr. Brzezinski in Houston, is above the radar. But he's been fighting legal challenges, which I've personally supported for the last 20 years for the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons that both Rand and Ron Paul, Dr. Rand and Dr. Ron Paul, have belonged to. And I can tell you, the state medical boards need to be, here's what you need to do in healthcare. You need to get rid of the state medical boards. You need to get rid of malpractice. You need to make healthcare a right. You need to put the doctors, nurses, chiropractors, everybody on salary. You need to get rid of the big pharma drug companies kind of controlling everything. You need to put nutraceuticals and make sure the quality assurance is there, that there's no crap in the stuff, but you also have good quality nutraceuticals. You need to have properly trained people that are advising to use these things, and you have to have proper testing to identify what's wrong, whether it's functional medicine testing or quantitative resonant or bioplasm from the
In Germany, not all, there are two levels of MDs, I'm told. There's the regular MD, and then there's, I forget what the designation is, but there's an MD who also has specific training in kind of what we would call outside of the box treatment.
Right, which is why I've referred for the last 30 years people to go to Germany for cancer treatments. Some of those are available in Mexico and Central America and other areas of Europe now. And what I would do is I send them over there, they get a blood draw. They go to central Germany to go to get a blood draw. They would determine the genetics of the cancer. They would get off-label use of drugs to actually switch those genes back to normal. They would give them, and these are basically non-chemo and other low-dose chemo drugs. So they wouldn't lose their hair, have their bone marrow crash, and they'd fight the cancer. Now, none of these things were 100%, but let me tell you, many of the people did go into remission. Many of the people were, quote, I don't want to use the word cure, but their disease went away.
Well, it's far more. My wife died of ovarian cancer almost 17 years ago.
Right.
And at that time, and we had really good insurance, the insurance company spent over $300,000 on her treatment.
It
was all scam. You know, everything that was done to her just made her sicker than a dog and didn't cure, wasn't going to cure. And I was too stupid to, the internet was fairly new. You couldn't do the research that you could today.
It wasn't just, Tim, it wasn't just stupid. You didn't have the easy access to the information, but the problem is you were too believing in the system.
I tell you what happens. When you get something like that, you're like a deer stuck in the headlights. You just freak out so much. And that's what I try to tell people, and I've tried so many times with people with cancer. You've got to get outside of the box. Well, I'm going to a really good doctor. Get outside of that box. Big pharma is going to kill you. They're going to take all your money, all your insurance money, your house, anything they can grab, and you're going to die a miserable death. Get outside of that box if you want to live.
Right. Okay, give me an
example. You know what? Most people don't listen to me.
Some do, and again, we try to do the best we can. What I tell people is I will educate you. I spend some time. And by the way, for my consultations, it's real simple. I've gotten rid of the email consult, just a consult. It's per half hour. You then, once you get the consult, there's 11-page intake form. I will spend time on the phone with you to talk about this. It's per half-hour time that you purchase for me to spend the time to go over and tell you what to do. We'll monitor your test results. We'll monitor when you go to different alternative clinics. We'll monitor your response to treatment. We'll give you the right kinds of we call recommendations of specific places you can go to in Europe or Mexico or elsewhere. You need to understand, you need to take control of the situation, not hand it over to whether it's Kaiser Healthcare in California or some other insurance plan or conventional doctors, and they'll pat you on the back and try to say that they've got this wonderful alternative clinic when really they just talk about what I call the top edge. You know, they have like at the the cancer treatment.
Oh, yeah, there's always a new drug coming out. Guess what? That new drug.
No, it's not just that.
At most, it might give you 2 or 3 months of misery. You're still going to die because they're not out to cure you. They're out to milk you for every penny they can get.
I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about places like Cancer Treatment Centers of America that will say, well, we have this big alternative clinic. We've got a naturopath on staff that's a naturopathic cancer oncologist.
Yeah, all right.
They're playing around the edges of it. I can tell you right now, if I listen to these characters, I can tell you that most of what they're going to do is marginally helpful and mostly useless.
Yeah.
And
well, Big Pharma controls the medical system. They control the medical licensing system, the state boards. They control, the average physician is the end arm, the end of the tentacle, the marketing tentacle for Big Pharma.
Right, but
because you go to the average physician, you're in and out in 5 to 7 minutes, and you walk out with 1, 2, or 3 scripts.
Tim, what they do is they use 2 tools, greed and fear.
Greed and fear.
And again, the same with conventional treatments. Well, I hear tons of people say, my doctor's having me on 4 drugs for hypertension. You might need those temporarily until we start to fix the physiology, your blood vessels and your nitric oxide and so on. You don't need to stay on those forever. The same way if somebody say, my doctor's got all these drugs for hypertension or for congestive heart failure or for, I'm losing my vision and they want to lower my intraocular pressure. That's only one arm of the problem. And you don't want to keep on lowering it and lowering until your eyeball is basically soft and mushy. You want to actually improve the circulation to the microcirculation to the retina and the optic nerve head. That's the problem.
Okay? Yep.
But you remember now, conventional doctors say, this is what we sell. If you don't like it, and they'll try to bully you and to say, this is what we only give you regular conventional paint by numbers, chemo, or we're going to give you blasted with radiation, with cobalt, or proton therapy, whatever. They're full of it. You need to understand, they don't even stage the cancer correctly. The gold standard at Sloan Kettering and other places is spiral CT or MRI in a PET within 48 hours. How many cancer patients do you think they do that to? This is the advanced conventional treatment. 1 in 100. I'm talking about the conventional stuff. So they're lazy, sloppy, and they get away with it because you're uninformed or you're in fear.
Oh, get right with God.
Yeah. Absolutely. Back again Thursday with Tim tomorrow. Bill Salas, hour number 3. You don't want to miss it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.